You know them, right? You see them every single time you scroll through Instagram. Those little circular icons sitting just below the profile photo. Instagram highlight covers. And, you know, for any brand, any creator, even just someone building up their personal presence online, these aren't just archives for old stories anymore. In 2025, they've really become that, like, first visual handshake you offer, a crucial little statement about who you are. So today on The Deep Dive, we're going to cut through all the noise. We want to show you how these, well, seemingly small details can actually dramatically boost your profile's professionalism and engagement, too. Forget spending hours trying to design something. Our mission today is exploring how you can use ready-made stuff and even some pretty cutting-edge AI tools to create stunning highlight covers, like really effortlessly saving you time, making sure you project that polished, kind of irresistible look. Now, this deep dive is based on a really comprehensive guide. It's titled, Download and Use Ready-Made Instagram Highlight Covers from InsGet Mag. The focus on marketing, news, tricks, Instagram downloaders, that sort of thing. We'll be pulling out the most important bits for you. Okay, let's get into it. So, okay, we all recognize them. But let's be honest, for a long time, highlights kind of felt like a secondary feature, didn't they? Why have they suddenly become this, like, absolute must-have for anyone serious about Instagram in 2025? What's fundamentally changed here?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? While they might look small, these highlight covers are now, well, critical, because they act as the visual navigation for your best content, your evergreen stuff. Think of them almost like a carefully curated menu for your best stories, your key info. And with Instagram's updated interface in 2025, that visual space right below your profile picture, it's become even more valuable. Premium real estate, really. Highlights are super prominent, so their covers are the very first visual cue visitors get, even before they scroll down your feed. A well-designed set just immediately signals, you know, organization, professionalism. It looks inviting. It psychologically draws users in, makes them want to explore more. They're not just an archive anymore. They're like a dynamic front door to your content.
That makes incredible sense, yeah. Like mini billboards for your brand's greatest hits, right there at the top.
Yeah.
But okay, for someone like, well, like me maybe, who doesn't really have a design bone in their body, that phrase well-designed covers, it sounds a bit daunting. Is there a catch with using the ready-made ones? Or can they genuinely be as effective as, say, something custom-built?
That's a really important question. And the beauty of ready-made covers is, well, they solve exactly that problem. They offer huge advantages without really sacrificing impact. First, the obvious one, time-saving. I mean, you literally download and upload in minutes. Done. Frees you up to focus on actually making great content, right? Second, they instantly give you a professional look. These aren't just random images. They're often designed by pros. That ensures consistency, a polished aesthetic. It aligns with your brand, even if you don't have a designer. And that consistency, it builds trust, credibility. Third, the variety is just huge. We're talking thousands of options, free and paid, for pretty much every niche you can think of. Travel, food, fitness, business, you name it. So you can find covers that really resonate with your specific audience without starting from scratch. And crucially, total accessibility. No design skills needed at all. Perfect for beginners, perfect for busy professionals. It really levels the playing field for professional branding. And here's something maybe a bit surprising. A visually appealing profile, especially with organized, attractive highlight covers, it can actually increase dwell time.
Scroll time.
Yeah, how long visitors spend actively looking around your profile. And that positive signal, well, it can subtly influence how platforms like Instagram, maybe even indirectly Google, see your content's value. Could give your overall visibility a little boost.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like these aren't just pretty pictures then. They're genuinely strategic tools. They impact first impressions. And maybe even surprisingly, how visible your content becomes down the line. So if we're convinced these covers are basically non-negotiable for anyone looking to stand out, the next piece of the puzzle is, okay, where do we actually get them? Are we still just talking about static templates? Or is there something newer, maybe more innovative out there now in 2025?
Excellent question. Because, yeah, the options have truly exploded. For folks looking for that mix of, you know, free templates and easy customization, Canva is still a powerhouse. Just search Instagram highlight cover there. You'll find hundreds of designs, minimalist, colorful, themed, whatever. Their pro accounts naturally unlock even more icons and features.
Right, Canva's everywhere.
Exactly. Now, if you're after something maybe a bit more unique, more bespoke, and you're okay spending a few dollars, Etsy is a gold mine. Search Instagram highlight covers there. You find these themed packs, boho, business, summer, you name it. Usually run you maybe $2 to $15 for a whole set. often made by independent designers, so you get unique styles.
Okay, cool.
Then you've got other great free template options like Fader, VistaCreate. They have massive libraries, often already sized correctly at 1080 by 1920 pixels. And Snappo is another good one. Really user-friendly if you just want to quickly build something using their stock photos and icons. Lots of choice.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting for me. And honestly, a bit mind-blowing. 2025 tech. You mentioned AI. As someone who struggles to draw a convincing stick figure, the idea that AI can just create these covers, that sounds like actual magic. How is AI transforming this whole process?
It's not quite magic, but it definitely feels like it sometimes. AI is absolutely revolutionizing cover creation, especially through what we call prompt-based generation. Basically, you describe what you want, the style, the subject, the colors, and the AI generates unique on-brand designs for you, often in seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like having an instant graphic designer on call. For example, Adobe Express. They now offer a free AI-powered creator. It has templates, but also generative fill features. You can ask it to add specific things to an image. Their premium plan, like $9.99 a month, boosts those AI features significantly. Then there's Fault.ai. That one's really AI-focused. Offers free custom highlight covers just from you describing your style. Pro plans for more advanced editing are around $4.99 a month. Simplified is another one, AI-driven design platform, free templates, and yeah, you can generate covers just from text prompts. We've also got Vance AI, which is more of an AI enhancer, great for creating or upscaling covers you might have. Free basic tools, paid options for high-res AI generation, again, around $4.99 a month. And finally, something like LoveArt.ai. That's pretty much a pure AI generator. You feed it your brand aesthetic, and it spits out professional designs. They have free trials. Full access is about $5 a month.
That's incredible.
It really is a massive democratizer. Makes professional-level branding accessible to literally anyone, even a one-person operation. The only really crucial thing to remember, especially with AI-generated stuff, always, always double-check the licensing terms if you're using them for commercial purposes, just to be safe.
That's incredibly powerful. It sounds like AI isn't just saving time. It's completely leveling the playing field for creators who aren't designers.
Yeah.
So if these AI tools can generate designs just from text, what's the secret sauce? How do we write the right kind of prompt to get the perfect cover? Can you give us some real concrete examples?
Absolutely. The secret sauce is really about being specific and consistent. Let's walk through a couple of detailed examples. Then we can see how those ideas apply across different types of businesses. Okay, so say you have a cafe or a coffee shop. You could prompt the AI with something like this. Minimalist vector icon for an Instagram highlight cover. Concept, coffee shop. Feature a simple, elegant coffee cup with tiny steam lines. Use a warm, creamy beige background color. Sure. Style, the clean, flat design, slight rounded edge. Center the icon perfectly for a circle. No text, no complex details.
Okay, very specific.
Exactly. And then, to keep it consistent, for your menu highlight, you'd use the same style, same background color, but maybe prompt for simple notepad icon, or a croissant icon. Same vibe, different symbol. Now let's switch gears. Maybe you're a fitness coach or a gym. You'd want a different feel, right? More energy. So try. Modern, bold line art icon for a fitness Instagram highlight. Concept, workout. Show a dynamic but simple dumbbell icon. Use a strong, dark, navy blue background. Icon color, bright, motivating electric yellow. Lines should be thick and confident. Ensure it's centered, scalable to a circle. No realism, just a symbolic graphic.
I can picture that.
Right. And for your nutrition highlight, you'd just swap the dumbbell for maybe an apple icon or a water bottle icon, but keep that same bold line art style, the navy background, the electric yellow icon. Consistency is key.
So the core principle really seems to be specificity. Can you quickly maybe just outline how those key elements, the style, the object, the background, the color, would translate for, say, a beauty salon? Or maybe a travel agency, without giving the full prompt again.
Definitely. For a beauty salon or makeup artist, you'd lean into maybe an elegant feminine style. The object could be a delicate lipstick icon, or maybe a hairbrush background, soft pastel pink icon color, maybe glossy gold or rose gold. See? It's about the feel.
Yeah, I got it.
For a travel agency, you'd aim for vibrant, fun, adventurous style, the object. A simple paper airplane icon soaring upwards, or a stylized world map background, maybe a cheerful sky blue icon, a contrasting coral orange, something that feels exciting. It's all about creating that consistent aesthetic, that color story across all your highlight covers.
What's fascinating is just how much you can fine-tune the AI's output by being really intentional with those words. Are there any like general tips for using these prompts effectively, no matter what your business is?
Oh, absolutely. The AI is powerful, but it needs good instruction. So first, and this is huge, be consistent across every single cover. Use the exact same art style description like minimalist vector, bold line art, elegant illustration, and stick to the same color palette. That's number one for a pro look.
Okay, consistency.
Going. Second, specifically call out the background color in your prompt. Don't leave it to chance. Tell the AI, use a warm beige background or use a dark navy blue background. Match it to your brand. Critical step.
Right.
Third, iterate. Don't just accept the first thing it gives you if it's not quite right. Tweak the prompt. Add an adjective like glossy or subtle. Try darker blue instead of just blue. Small changes can make a big difference. Play around with it.
Good point.
And finally, a little pro tip. It's usually best to generate the icons without text. Let the AI focus on the graphic. You can always add the title like menu U or FAQ later using Instagram's own built-in text editor when you're setting up the highlights.
Oh, what's that?
It just ensures the font perfectly matches any other text you use on Instagram or in your branding. Keeps everything looking super cohesive.
Okay, that makes sense. So once our listener has downloaded their perfect covers, whether they're ready-made from Canva or Etsy or freshly AI-generated, how do they actually get them onto their Instagram profile? Especially with the, 2025 interface, I know that circular cropping can sometimes be a bit tricky.
You're right. That crop is the key thing to watch. But the process itself is actually pretty straightforward. Let me walk you through it step by step. First step, download your covers. Obvious. But make sure you save those PNG or JPG files right onto your phone's gallery. Your camera roll. Easy access. Next, open Instagram. Naturally. Go to your profile page. Just tap your profile picture in the corner. Then you need to access your highlights. You can either tap a little plus button right under your bio to create a totally new highlight from scratch. Or if you're just updating an existing one, just tap on that highlight circle itself. Now, to change the cover, tap the three little dots, usually in the bottom right corner of the highlight screen, then select Edit Highlight. From there, you'll see an option that says Edit Cover. Tap that. Then tap the little image icon that lets you choose a picture from your phone's gallery. Find your downloaded cover image. Now, this is the crucial bit you mentioned. Adjust the image. Instagram will show you the circular crop overlay. You need to pinch and zoom or drag the image around so your main icon or design element is perfectly centered within that circle.
Ah, the centering. Got it.
Exactly. Get it centered just right. Then finally, save your changes. You usually have to tap Done once to confirm the cover and then Done again to save the highlight edits. Your new cover should then appear right there on your profile. And remember, even though you upload a big 1080 by 1920 image, Instagram squishes it down to display as a 110 by 110 pixel circle. So centering is everything to avoid awkward chalks. It's always a good idea to just quickly glance at your profile on maybe a friend's phone too or a tablet just to double check they look sharp everywhere.
Okay, that sounds manageable. But beyond just installing them, what are the real pro tips for selecting them, using them, making them work for you strategically?
Yeah.
Because getting them up is step one, but making them impactful is step two. Okay.
Exactly right. To really maximize their impact, these tips are, well, invaluable. First, and we've touched on this, always, always choose covers that align perfectly with your overall brand colors and fonts. You want that cohesive, instantly recognizable look. Builds immediate trust.
Makes sense.
Second, use clear, intuitive icons or maybe super concise text. The goal is to unmistakably signal what's in that highlight. A plain icon for travel, a fork for food, maybe just FAQ. No confusion. Guide your audience easily.
Mm-hmm.
Third, think strategically about placement. Put your most important highlights on the left. That's usually your products, your services, maybe your About Us. Instagram typically shows, what, up to 7 highlights before they get hidden? So prioritize what you want people to see first.
Good tip.
Fourth, like we just said, always view your profile on different devices. Mobile, tablet. Make sure those covers look sharp, clear, not pixelated, no matter the screen size. Quality matters. And finally, don't be afraid to refresh your covers, maybe seasonally or for specific marketing campaigns or product launches. It keeps your profile looking dynamic, up to date, shows your audience you're active and engaged. It reflects a lively brand.
Okay, this brings up a technical point. To make sure those covers do look sharp and professional, to avoid that dreaded pixelation or blurriness, what's the actual correct size we should be aiming for when we create or download them? We've talked quality, but what are the dimensions?
Right. The optimal size you want to start with for Instagram highlight covers in 2025 is 1080 pixels wide by 1920 pixels tall. That gives you a 9.16 aspect ratio. Now, that's exactly the same dimension as a standard Instagram story. Using this full size ensures you upload the highest possible quality image.
Okay, 1080 by 1920.
Exactly. Now, even though you upload that big image, remember, Instagram automatically crops it down into that little circular 110 by 110 pixel display on your profile page. So it is absolutely critical. I can't stress this enough. Design with that final circle in mind. Keep your main icon, your key element, smack bang in the center of that 1080 by 1920 canvas. That way, nothing important gets cut off.
Center, center, center.
Precisely. And for file types, generally, PNG is your best bet for graphics, icons, anything with sharp lines or transparency. It handles crisp edges really well. If your cover happens to be more like a photograph, then JPG is perfectly fine. It balances good quality with a smaller, more efficient file size.
Gotcha. Now, for listeners who maybe like the idea of templates but still want a unique touch, is there a good way to customize those ready-made covers? Maybe using a tool lots of people already know, like Canva. Can you make them feel more like your own?
Yes, absolutely. Canva is fantastic for exactly this. Even if you're starting with one of their templates or just a completely blank slate, it's super flexible. Here's a quick rundown on how you can create really customized highlight covers using Canva. First, just open Canva, go to the website www.canva.com or use the app, search for Instagram Story Highlight. Next, choose a starting point. You can pick one of their free templates that's close to what you want, or just select a blank 1080 by 1920 pixel canvas to build something totally from scratch.
Okay.
Then comes the fun part. Customize it. This is where you make it yours. Add your specific brand colors using the color picker, browse Canva's huge free icon library to find graphics that fit your theme. You can even upload your own logo or other brand elements. Add text if you want to using your brand fonts. You have loads of control. Once you're happy with how it looks, just download your creation. Make sure you save it as a PNG file that usually gives the best quality for this kind of graphic. Then just get that file onto your phone. And finally, you just upload it to Instagram using those installation steps we already walked through. Edit highlight, edit cover, choose from gallery, center it, and save. And here's a really handy pro tip in Canva. Once you've made a cover you love, save that design as a template within your Canva account.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. That way, next time you need a new highlight cover, you can just open your template, swap out the icon, or maybe tweak the color slightly, and boom, you've got a perfectly matching cover in seconds. Keeps your branding consistent with almost zero extra effort.
Wow, okay. This whole deep dive has really shown just how powerful these little circles can be. It's crystal clear that Instagram highlight covers are way more than just, you know, pretty decoration. They're a genuine strategic tool for branding, for engagement, and now, especially with AI in the picture, even for boosting your digital visibility.
That's exactly right. The core takeaway here is that by using ready-made options or tapping into these innovative AI tools, you're not just saving yourself a ton of time and hassle. You're strategically crafting a professional, cohesive, and really engaging first impression that truly reflects your brand's identity. So we definitely encourage everyone listening, explore those platforms like Canva, Etsy, check out those AI tools we mentioned, follow that simple installation guide, apply those pro tips on consistency and clarity, and really maximize the impact these covers can have.
Yeah, just think about this for a second. In a world where attention spans are, let's face it, shrinking fast, where that visual first impression is basically everything, how much value can one single, well-chosen little icon actually add to your digital presence? It's a powerful thought, isn't it?
Right.
Want to start today? Give your profile that polish and watch it start attracting more clicks, more engagement. It really can help you build a much stronger online presence in 2025.